Within the pages of the Bible are the answer to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you are encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 50, How to Study the Bible. Bible study can be one of the most exciting things a person has ever undertaken. I would liken your study of God's inspired Word to taking a trip to some country to which you've never been. You know virtually nothing about the country nor the trip. It's a totally new experience. However, this does not discourage you from wanting to get started, so let's go. The first thing about taking any trip is you must prepare for that trip. May I suggest some things I believe important? You must begin prayerfully. The psalmist wrote, Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The 119th Psalm, verse 18. James, the brother of our Lord, said in James 1:5, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Secondly, safety is important. In fact, it has become a way of life in America. We're told constantly, buckle up for safety. We teach our children to walk, ride, and play safely. Bible study must be approached carefully also. God promised Israel an inheritance only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 15:5. Again, this trip requires reverence. 111th Psalm in verse 9 says, Holy and reverend is his name. The outcome of this trip depends upon your reverence to God and his word. The psalmist writes again for us saying, Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. The 119th Psalm in verse 161. Fourthly, this trip must be taken intently. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. I believe another necessary requirement for Bible study is trust. We must study trustingly. You need to realize quickly that you will not always understand why God says certain things. But as the Proverbist says in the 3rd chapter, verse 5, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. A final point I feel necessary to mention about our trip is this. It's a daily thing. God's Word is spiritual food and drink. No man can live long without food and water physically. And neither can one live long spiritually, so make it a daily habit. Remember what you read in Acts 17:11? These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether these things were so. It's a daily task. Now we are ready for our trip. First, the Bible is a library consisting of 66 books under one cover. This is called the Holy Bible. It's broken into two major divisions called the Old Testament and the New Testament, or there are two covenants, as you read in Galatians 4:24. The Old Testament contains 39 books. The first five, Genesis through Deuteronomy, are called the Law. And then the next 12, Joshua through Esther, are books of history. And then from Job through Solomon, these books are considered poetry. And the final 17 books are prophecy. Some of them are called major and some minor prophets. They are considered major and minor only because of their size. From Isaiah through Daniel, these are major or large prophecies. And Hosea through Malachi are minor or small prophecies. The New Testament is divided into 27 books, which may be grouped into five distinct classifications. The first four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are biography. They deal with the life of Christ. The fifth book, Acts, is just that, the Acts of the Apostles, telling us how to get into Christ and His church. The next 21 tell Christians how to live after they get into Christ, and they range from Romans through Jude. And then the final book, Revelation. This book is a book of prophecy telling of Christ and His church from the beginning until its climatic entry into heaven. One final word. Please study your Bible systematically. Do not sit down and let it fall open to some place and read. If you do, you most surely will be confused.
The message you have just heard was...